Title: Subweight, Top Loops Swing with Top Title Character in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced composition lesson in Ableton Live 12, and we're going after a very specific old school jungle and early DNB feel. That classic top loop, that sounds like it came off wax, sits a little behind the beat, swings hard, but never messes with the weight of your kick and sub. That's the mission. Swagger up top, concrete down low. By the end, you'll have a two-layer tops system. Layer 1 is your top score. Programmed hats, shakers, little perks, but with timing and dynamics that feel sampled, not like perfect MIDI. Layer 2 is the vinyl chop layer. You're going to resample those tops, then slice them, reorder them, pitch them, and slightly degrade them so it feels like a chopped record loop. And the whole time, we'll keep it subweight safe, high-passed, mono-managed, and gently ducked so the backbone stays clean. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I like 170 as a neutral starting point. Create a drums group, and inside it have your main drums or break, a track for top's core, and a track for top's final chop. Then make a bass group, and a music or FX group if you want. On the master, keep it simple. Throw a limiter on just for protection. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. We're not mastering, we're just preventing accidents while we get excited. Now, step 1. Build a stable drum backbone. Even though this is a tops lesson, the tops need an anchor. If the anchor is drifting, your swing decisions will feel random. Two quick approaches. Option A. Use a classic break. Amen, think, anything in that family, drop it in, warp it. Complex Pro is fine for a smoother stretch. Beats can be bitey and a little more aggressive. Once it's aligned, consolidate it to 4 or 8 bars so you're working with a stable chunk. Option B. Program a simple two-step. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Then add a break very quietly underneath for glue and vibe. Either way, process the backbone lightly. On the drum bus or break bus, try drum bus with a bit of drive, maybe 5 to 15, a touch of crunch if it helps, and be careful with boom, because boom can start stepping on your sub. AQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and if it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350. Here's the rule that makes the whole lesson work. Keep kick and snare timing straight. Do not swing the entire drum bus. All the wobble, the lateness, the cheeky human pocket that lives in the tops. Cool. Step 2, tops core. We're going to program swing that feels sampled, not like I clicked a swing preset and hoped for the best. Make a drum rock on tops core. Load a tight closed hat, a short open hat, a shaker, maybe a ride or a noisy hat, and two tiny perks like a rim, a click, a wood hit, something with character. If your samples are too clean, that's fine, because we'll rough them up later. But it helps if they're not super modern and glossy. Create a one-bar MIDI clip to start. Program your closed hat on straight eighth notes, so it's doing that tick 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 tick, consistent propulsion. Then add shaker as 16th notes, but don't fill every slot. Remove a few hits. You want it to breathe like a loop, not like a machine gun. Then sprinkle some ghost perks at very low velocity, especially on offbeats or just before the snare. Don't overthink it yet. You're just building ingredients. Now we add swing the jungle way, which is not one thing. It's three layers, and we keep each one controlled. First layer, groove pool. Grab something like swing 16-65 or similar. Drop it onto the MIDI clip. Set timing somewhere around 20 to 40%. Add a little velocity influence, like 5 to 20%. And add a bit of random, like 5 to 15. Don't crank it. The point is a vibe, not a drunk stumble. And here's a big workflow move. Once it feels close, commit the groove. Commit means you print the groove into the notes. So now you can edit with intention instead of chasing a moving target. Second layer. Micro-timing nudges. This is the secret sauce. Go into the MIDI note positions. Choose a few hat hits and nudge them slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Choose a few ghost perks and nudge them slightly early, maybe minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds. Teacher note, don't just select all hats and drag them late. That's not human, that's just delay. The magic is that only some hits lean back, while others stay honest. That contrast creates pocket. Also, keep anything that feels like backbeat reinforcement closer to the grid. The listener needs a stable reference, and you can reinforce this with track delay. On the top's core track, try a track delay of plus 7 or plus 8 milliseconds. Instantly, the tops sit behind the main drums, and it starts sounding like old hardware sequencing or sampled loop that's slightly lazy. Third layer, Velocity shape. This is where MIDI stops sounding like MIDI. In your velocity lane, make the main hit somewhere like 85 to 110, and the ghost hits down at 15 to 45. And do a classic bounce move. Make every second 8-note hat slightly quieter. That gives the doody-yah-h kind of motion you hear in break-based music. Now let's make those clean hits feel like audio. On the top's core track, add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so you're not just getting louder. Then add redux but subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Keep bit reduction at 0 most of the time. The goal is air fuzz, not turning it into a video game. Then auto filter, high pass, 12 dB slope, somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz depending on how dense your break is. Tiny bit of resonance, around 0.8 to 1.2. That little resonance can give a recordish edge. At this point, you should have tops that feel like they belong. But still, they're MIDI, and they're still a bit perfect. So now we do the part that really sells it. Step 3. Tops vinyl chop layer. Resample. Slice, regroove. Create a new audio track called Tops Vinyl Chop. Set its input to resampling. Solo your Tops core, and if you want extra glue, you can include a tiny bit of break ambience, but be careful. We're not trying to resample the whole kit. We're printing a Tops performance. Record 4 to 8 bars. 8 bars gives you more interesting variation to chop from. Now you've got a continuous audio performance. This is huge, because even if the timing came from MIDI, the printed result feels like one piece of audio, and that's how the brain hears loop. Next, degrade it in a vinyl-ish way using stock devices. Start with EQ8. High-pass it, maybe 300 to 600 Hz. Then, if it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz. Old records and old samplers often feel slightly rolled off, and that's part of why jungle feels warm without being muddy. Then pedal. Subtle. OD or a gentle fuzz. Drive around 5 to 15%. Roll the tone a bit darker. You're adding thickness and dirt, not fizz. Then echo, but not as an obvious delay. More is space and texture. Set time to a 16th or an 8th. Feedback very low, like 0 to 10%. Filter it. High pass around 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Mix it like 3 to 10%. The result is a little halo, like the loop exists in a room or got printed through something. Then auto-filter again, but now is movement. Low pass 12 dB. Cut off somewhere like 7 to 12 kHz. Add a tiny envelope or a super slow LFO, like 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. This should breathe, not wobble. If you notice it obviously, it's too much. Then utility. Set width carefully, maybe 70 to 110%. And turn on bass mono with a cutoff around 200 to 300 Hz. Yes, even on tops, because low mid-phase weirdness is one of the fastest ways to lose perceived weight when the whole track comes in. Now the chopping. Two good methods, slicing to MIDI, or DJ-style clip chopping. Method A. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by 1/16th, or try transient slicing if your loop has clear hits. Use simpler as the slicing instrument. Now you have pads or notes triggering slices. Make a new MIDI clip and reorder a few slices. Repeat a slice for a stutter. Leave gaps on purpose. The gaps are swing. The gaps are attitude. Jungle is as much about negative space as it is about density. Method B. Clip chopping. Duplicate the audio clip. Enable warp. Use beats mode. Preserve 1/16th. Transients high. Envelope around 40 to 70. Then split on interesting hits. Nudge pieces a few milliseconds late or early, and once in a while, reverse a tiny slice as a flourish. Keep it musical. If it starts sounding like random edits, you're losing the loop illusion. The goal is, it still feels like one sampled performance, just handled by a DJ or a sampler with some cheeky fingers. Now step 4. Make it subweight safe. This is where a lot of otherwise sick loops end up feeling weak, because the top starts stealing low mid space, masking the punch, and suddenly your sub doesn't feel as heavy even if it's technically loud. On top's core and top's final chop, or on a top's group, do three things. First, high pass properly. EQ8, high pass typically 250 to 500 Hz. And if your break has plenty of body, you can go even higher. Sometimes 700 Hz is the move if you want pure air and tick without any chest. Don't be scared of high-passing tops. Weight belongs to kick, sub, and the body of the break, not hat low mids. Second, sidechain ducking from kick and slash or snare, but tiny. Put a compressor on the tops group. Sidechain it from your kick, or from a kick and snare bus if you have one. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't EDM pumping. This is impact protection. The listener shouldn't notice it. They should just feel that the drums hit clean no matter how busy the tops get. Third, transient control. Put drum bus on the tops group. Pull transients down a bit, like minus 5 to minus 15, to soften spiky hats. Add a touch of drive if it helps it glue, but don't turn it into sandpaper. Now, some coaching that will save you time. Make swing relative, not universal. If your break already has pocket, you don't want your tops dragging behind the snare. You want them to sit just behind the break's own hat feel. So do a test. Mute everything except break and tops, and adjust the tops group track delay until it sounds like one performance, not two layers fighting. If it suddenly clicks and feels like one loop, you found the pocket. Also, pick one main humanizer, groove random or manual nudges, or simpler random start. Don't go hard on all three. Too much human becomes mush, and check mono early. Every so often, put utility on the tops group and set width to 0 for 10 seconds. If your hats disappear, you're relying on phase width instead of level and dynamics. Fix it now, not at the end. Next, arrangement. Because a jungle top loop isn't supposed to be static for 64 bars, the old trick is that the kick and snare remain dependable, and the tops tell the story. Here's a 64-bar logic you can steal.